Well, Tom, a great friend of yours, Mick Murphy of Intryman, was laid to rest over the weekend there. I suppose you have a lot of memories of that great Kerry footballer.
I have indeed. Mick and myself are both Intrymen. I know his family, all his family, a very close family. His brother Tadhg actually was a classmate of mine. Mick would have been a few years older. And I remember attending a match in Ballyfirth as a youngster with Tadhg, and we were beside his older brother, Danny. Now, Mick was very prominent at the time and receiving a lot of attention, and some of which Danny did not approve of. So next thing I had the exclamation, by so-and-so, the next fella that'll touch Mick will get it. Yeah. In my innocence, I wondered what the it meant, but I concluded anyhow that it wasn't a kiss or an embrace. Yeah.
But what's your first memories of seeing him playing? Was he older than you, Tom, or of course you played together later on and things?
Yeah. He was 5 or 6 years older than me. Well, we modelled ourselves on him. He was the local hero, yeah, as I grew up, and indeed he gave me every encouragement. That's the kind of person he was, a very sincere person. He was an athlete of note as well, with what is little spoken of. I remember him, he was a great sprinter, and he competed in high jump and long jump. And as a footballer, you know, he had a great spring for a ball, and he had a great pair of hands. Yeah. He was a most unselfish player, and he distributed it. So he was a target man, if you like, and that's how he was. I suppose it was with Geraldine's, really, that he blossomed. I know he had played with Dingle in 51, mm-hmm, as a young man. They were beaten, your own club, Legion, mm-hmm, defeated them that year. But it was with Geraldine's, really, that he blossomed into a fine footballer. You had a lot of teams in Dublin that time, a lot of inter-county players, Sean McDermott's and the Gardaí, Clannagale, and the Geraldines themselves, they had an awful lot of inter-county players. And I often heard it said that he was one of the most loyal players that club ever had.
Which he was also later on when he played with Kevin O'Rahilly. He gave them great service, Tom, altogether. Mm-hmm. Of course, he reached iconic status in many ways then with the 55 team that Dr. Eamon trained to win that All-Ireland. Of course, he was full forward. And that really was the team of the century, I suppose.
It was at that time. You know, it was the Dublin machine as the first time it was dubbed that. But I remember his leaving the field after an hour on the Gunnar Brady in the drawn match. And that was no party, I tell you. The Gunnar was dreaded throughout Ireland. But I remember him coming off the field at the end of the game and blood smeared on his face and on his jumper. But by God, he got his revenge in the semi-final. He had a wonderful game and bagged two goals against the Gunnar into the bargain.
And of course, Tom, as you mentioned the goals, he was a prolific goal scorer. He was more of a goal scorer than a point scorer. Describe to us your memories. What type of a footballer would you describe him now as? Describe to you, in relation to, we say, the present day full forwards like Donaghy and Welsh. And what kind of a footballer was he?
Well, he was a strapping, loose player. Yeah. And as I said, he a great jump, a great fish, and then great eyes, and most unselfish. He distributed freely, and well, he took his opportunity when it did come.
Would you have modelled your own play on him, Tom, because you were a kind of a bustling, fast, goal-scoring full forward yourself? Did you pick up any traits from your Vintry mate?
Well, naturally, I admired him, and as I said, we all youngsters in Vintry modelled themselves on him, and He was an excellent model, actually.
And of course, in 1958, then he captained Kerry in Croke Park in the All Ireland semi final against Derry, and you were his teammate that day.
That's right. We both came from Entry, and a lot of the poor devils travelled up. As you remember yourself, it was a terrible, atrocious day, and I suppose we were firm favourites to win, but unfortunately we were pipped by a point. And Mick was captain that day, Strandroad having won the county championship the previous year. I suppose John Dowling was captain in 55. They honoured Mick on that occasion.
Was 58 then, Tom, his last year playing with Kerry? I think it was. He didn't play in 59.
Yeah, and that was his last game, actually. It was.
Now, as an individual, what kind of a man was Mick Murphy? Because you were very friendly with him right up to the time of his death. You visited him in his illness, and he was very well cared for, of course, by his loving family. What kind of a man was Mick Murphy? I met him on a number of occasions at matches, but you'd know him well.
Yeah, Mick was a very sincere, honest man. He has left a lovely family, three boys, three girls, and I'd like to extend my sympathy again to them. They were a credit to himself and Kathleen, and the attention they devoted to him on his final illness was wonderful.
Tom, listen to me, that's lovely, remembering an old teammate and an old Vintry man. And listen, isn't it always nice to remember old Kerry footballers?
It is, and Mick was something special.